Ja, de Blackbird, de slow motion Blackbird. Ik had even wat rust nodig. I needed some rest, some quiet sounds to prepare myself for the presence of a very interesting musician, performer, artist, Mr. Willy DeVille. I'm proud to have you as our guest here in Studio 6, Mr. DeVille.
Thank you.
You like blackbirds?
Love the blackbirds. They make the nicest feathers. Very nice feathers. We had a lot of blackbirds where I grew up. Well, not where I grew up, where I was a child, you know. And as I was listening to that, I was thinking it would be so nice to wake up to that, you know, and shave to it. You know, now we're grown up. Shave to it, and it's very smooth, quelling. It's nice.
Talking about animals, I know that you're fond of animals, huh?
I'm an activist. I'm militant. I'm over the line.
You've heard about Iceland reopening the hunting on whales?
No, I haven't.
They picking it up again.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because I very rarely watch the news, see, because when you're on the road, a lot of countries, the only thing in English is CNN.
Mm-hmm.
So when I get off of the road, I have seen enough CNN, and I'm sick to hear with this war,
mm-hmm.
and it just drives me nuts, and they play it over and over and over, these grotesque, horrible things that are happening in the world today, and in a world today, I think we need more birds,
mm-hmm.
definitely.
Yeah. Well, there was a good tendency here, because one of our parliament members is going for a law which says that if you are a soldier and you have a kid under 5,
mm-hmm.
you don't have to go to dangerous zones.
Mm-hmm.
So I wrote on my blog that that might raise the amount of military lovemaking, because people need children to stay away from war.
Yeah.
I think John Lennon said it once, right? Make love, not war.
Yeah, make love, not war. I think it was that was pre-Lennon, but... The thing is that, he was, to me, he was a little bit like the Benjamin Franklin mm-hmm. of our generation, you know. And he was, gotta say, there was no snipping John Lennon's tongue. I was never a Beatle fan, never. But I have to say, as I've gotten older and I know what it takes to write a song, here's these four guys, and they're on the road. They're doing shows constantly, okay? Constant personal appearances from the Queen all the way down to regular fans. And, you know, it's like work, 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 work. And then they used to make them shave. They'd come out in the morning for inspection, and Brian would walk by with his credit card, you know, and make sure everybody was clean, you know. I just admired them and the fact that here's, what were they, 18?
Very young.
Yeah, and that's that tells you something, boy, the power of the youth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it was I sat back and I thought, Jesus, those guys never stopped working. Constantly. And I'll tell you, to write a song, it's not easy. It's not easy. First, you have to come up with a very clever twister of a chorus, okay,
mm-hmm.
which is, you know, and then you have something, we have the verse, you know, the storyline, you know, and to do clever changes in that. Anyway, basically, I have faced the fact that the Beatles were brilliant young men that... And I think it's kind of sad in a way that, you know, they're all dead except for Ringo. And Paul McCartney might as well be dead. it's very sad, man, what happened to that man.
Yeah.
Boy, she took him to...
But you talked about songs and the way... You said songwriting isn't easy. I'm just about to play Muddy Waters' Rose out of the Mississippi Mud. If you go back, how you constructed that song, how it came to you, where did it come from?
Well, when I first wrote the song, it's funny because it's like I had no idea what was going to happen. You know, that the Mississippi mud would rise up and it would cover everyone, everybody's homes.
You live in New Orleans? You live in New Orleans?
Yeah. Well, I lived there 25 years, yeah. And nobody thought, you know, it was always, oh, it'll happen next year. It'll happen next year. Let's put the money in Mardi Gras. That's what they always used to do. And, well, they got it, you know. And for the first time in my life, I might have been in the right place, you know, because, okay, that was a very tragic year for me. I got in a car accident, and this is a metal leg here, and I crushed my hip, and my knee went into the, like, right into the dashboard, and I broke my arm in three places, and my, this is called your femur bone, and that was crushed up into my hip, and it was a drag.
Yeah.
So I had to walk around like that for 3 years, you know. We get a phone call from the doctor's office. I got to tell a story. My wife will kill me for it, but I'm going to tell anyway. We got a phone call from the hospital that I have to go back to the hospital and I have to take more blood. There's something funny in your blood. That's not something to say to somebody so vaguely in this day and age.
You don't want that phone
so
call.
So I'm like, you know, and I went down to the hospital, and here I am hooked up again, more blood, you know. And the doctor came out. He said, yes, what I thought. I have to put you on medication right away. Ended up, I had diabetes, you know, which is something you just have to deal with.
Yeah.
That's all. I'm not real sick or anything, you know. And, yeah, I got to take a pill in the morning, a pill at night. I don't have to inject.
Oh, you don't you're not on needles?
Yeah, I'm not that far gone yet, you know.
Okay.
But I thought it would impress them more that the fact was that, you know, I was actually really on a cane. And I was still going, you know, and like a racehorse, you know. But it's okay. Actually, I had the operation, and I'm dancing now, so it's cool.
Seems like an appropriate time to play Muddy Waters, and we'll be back with you soon.
Oh, by the way, let me say one thing.
Sure.
The list of things in this song is what a white boy has got to do to become a blues artist.
So this the lesson is in there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it's in there.
Luister goed naar de lessen van Willie DeVille over hoe je de blues kan bereiken. Dit is Muddy Waters Rose out of the Mississippi Mud.
Strung the barbed wire, ripping them strings like your fingers on fire. Stand there confessing in a bull hair suit, like a steamroller coming, and they call it the blues. Now cock both your barrels, holler, I'm a man. Be the greatest lover, Lord, with a pie in your hand. Get white wool tires and a continental spare. Chrome dual exhaust so that the world will appear. Now they say he was a conjure man. They say he was made of flesh and blood. Yeah, they say he was a conjure man. No, the water rose out of the Mississippi River. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Listen here, children. You got piggy rings on your fingers full of 60-cent wings. Tell them you're the greatest lover that the world has ever seen. Go down at dawn to the Bayou St. John. Bow down to the seventh Lord of the seventh son. When you pass a crossroads, you better do it at a run. Cause the devil got the level on everything you've done. They say, well, the conjurer. They say he was made of flesh and blood. Yes, he was a conjurer. But it was his rose out of the Mississippi mud. Shoes and a Rocket 88, an insatiable hunger man that just won't wait. I roll your money just to pay your dues, like a bulldog in a corner, and they call it the blues. They say he was a conjure man, he was made of flesh and blood. Yeah, they say he was a conjure man. The water rose out of the Mississippi mud. Lord, they say he was a conjure man. Yeah, he was made of flesh and blood. Yes, he was a conjure man, but the water rose out of the Mississippi mud.
Muddy Waters Rose Out of the Mississippi Mud van Crow Jane Alley van Willie DeVille. En Willie DeVille die is hier te gast vandaag in Studio 6. Na het nieuws van 3 uur gaat hij ook spelen. En tot die tijd praat ik met hem. Willie, you definitely have a lot of influences like the blues and stuff like that. But what makes this DeVille music? What is your relationship with your own?
You could probably tell me better than I could, because I don't have the objective that you have. So you're fortunate. You're not in the middle of it. You know, I don't have the objective, you know, so I can't see it at a distance or step outside of it.
But do you consider
stuck it to myself, and that's what it is.
But do you consider the music that you make and the art that you make as something that comes out of yourself, or
yes,
or
actually does it comes kind of like out of here? It's very funny. People ask me that a lot of times, and I say, God, you know, sometimes, like say with Princess Bride, the song from Princess Bride, there's a few of them that. You know, I mean, it's very odd. It's like another person takes over, like a spirit sort of comes into you, and all of a sudden you wake up the next morning, you pick up a piece of paper, and you go, man, this isn't bad. Wow. Hey, this is great, you know? And that's how they get done, you know? It's like It's like I say I have angels that whisper in my ear. The words, the melodies, all of that.
Mm-hmm.
All of that. I can't take credit for a lot of it. It's of course, you know, I work out the chords and stuff, mm-hmm. but I really believe in angels, and I believe that they're here on Earth. You wouldn't know one if you saw one, but they're here.
Mm-hmm.
They're here.
And they guard you, they help you.
Yes.
I believe in it too,
yes,
by the way.
Yes.
But do they ever criticize you?
Yes. Asshole. Yeah. Oh, sure. Sure. You know, and when you feel like a fool in front of them, it's almost like I told you so, you know, thing, you know.
So they do have a sense of humor also.
Yeah. But without them, I don't think I'd be alive like most artists today. I mean, there's so many of us now that are dead,
mm-hmm.
you know. Matter of fact, I'm probably the last one left in New York. You know, I mean, I think Patti Smith is floating around somewhere. I don't know where, but at last I heard she was a housewife in Detroit. God gave me a gift. And with this gift also is like pulling something too, you know. And you get prizes and you get attention and people take your picture and all mm-hmm. that kind of jive. But it's also it's a gift, and the gift is given to you to share with other people, or else he wouldn't have given it to you,
mm-hmm.
you know. So it's like you have to stay true to that form, you know. You have to stay true to it, and you have to keep your heart pure, you know.
In that process, do you get to reevaluate your own attitude towards yourself also?
Yeah, it's kind of funny. It's people are going to laugh. Please don't laugh. Yeah, I can read a crystal ball. Good, you didn't laugh. Good. Yeah, I have a pink one with a star in the middle, and I use that to read. And what's weird is that one day, the first reading that I did with this ball, I saw this big white. You ever seen the ad for, I can't think of what it is, MGM or one of those movie mm-hmm. companies, and it has a big white Pegasus?
Yeah.
Well, it looked very similar to that,
yeah.
And it was running towards me. Okay?
Yeah, TriStar, I think it is.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it is TriStar,
yeah.
And I saw this horse bounding towards me, you know. I'm in New York, and I'm thinking, what the hell could that mean? You know, I must be off the mark or something here. Something's very strange. I don't understand this. And things you don't understand can sometimes be very scary, you know.
Yeah.
In 5 years, I owned all of a sudden this big white Andalusian stallion.
All right, then. There you go, then.
Yeah.
Ik praat met Willy de Veel. Het is fijn dat hij is. It's great to have you here. We're going to the news in 1 minute to see what all the people are doing outside this studio and how proud they are of it. And you'll be playing for us after the news.
Yeah, I'll come play some guitar and sing and mess around.
It's a pleasure having you here. We're really happy.
Thank you.
We gaan zo naar het nieuws. Willy de Veel is hier. Blijf luisteren. Welkom bij het tweede uur van Studio 6 bij de NPS. Je kunt ons e-mailen via studio6@nps.nl. Studio6@nps.nl. Ik begon dit tweede uur met een stuk dat heette William van de CD Ai Ai Lolo van de fantastische formatie Manwar. En dat is uitgekomen op Marabi Productions en is een van die cd's die je tegenkomt in de World Music Chart Europe, die wij altijd op zondagavond uitzenden van 10 tot 11. Studio 6 heeft vaak gasten en als je het eerste uur geluisterd hebt, dan weet je het. We hebben vandaag een speciale gast, namelijk Willy DeVille. Morgenavond in Tivoli, het laatste concert wat hij voorlopig doet in Nederland. Maar vandaag bij ons, bij de NPS in Studio 6. Net heb ik uitermate aangenaam met hem zitten praten, maar nu zit hij met een heel gezelschap in de studio en gaat hij live voor ons spelen. Hier is Willy DeVille.
Yes, your bad old man. I am. Yeah, your bad old man. Well, the men don't realize, but the little girls understand. The hospital, shot full of holes. Nurse cried out, said my soul, I am. Yes, you're back to me. Yes, a men don't realize. Yeah, but all the little girls understand. Be for murder in the first degree. Judge White cried out, let the man go free. I am Lord, your black old man. Yes, a man don't realize, but the little girls understand. To me for murder in the first degree. Judge's wife cried out, let that boy go free. I am. Yes, you're back to me. Well, men don't know about the, but the little girl understand.
Willy DeVille, live in de studio van Studio 6 bij de NPS. En hij gaat nu een andere gitaar pakken. Een prachtige rode gitaar. Met een... Het lijkt een beetje op een dobro, maar dat is het niet. En die shaker die je hoort, daar ga ik straks iets leuks over vertellen.
Shaker nu, hè? Shaker al over. Okay, we're in G, right? So give me a moment here.
Even gestemd.
Okay.
Come on, girl, let me be my pine. Come on, girl, let me be my pine. Find me $50 at 11:29. Some got 6 months, some got a solid year. Some got 6 months, some got a solid year. Me and my partner, we got a lifetime here. Some got 6 months, some got a solid year. Some got 6 months, some got a solid year. Some got 6 months, some got a solid year. Me and my partner, we got a lifetime here.
Shamu.
Je luistert nog steeds naar Studio 6 bij de NPS. En te gast met zijn hele gevolg, de onvervolgbare Willy DeVille. We draaiden in het eerste uur al een aantal stukken van zijn cd's en hebben toen met hem gesproken. En nu is hij muziek aan het maken. Ik ben er niet geheel van overtuigd dat hij nog een stuk gaat spelen. En dat wacht ik even rustig af. Als de geluidjes die je hoort, dat zijn de vele kralen die hij aan het dragen is. Volgens mij is hij klaar. Willy DeVille, hij was de gast hier bij ons in Studio 6. Ik zal nog iets over die shaker vertellen. Ze hadden een shakertje nodig, wat je in het eerste stuk hoorde, maar dat waren ze vergeten. Dus hebben wij twee koffiebekertjes aan elkaar gebonden met cellotape en daarin een aantal zoetjes. Want je hebt begrepen, hij gebruikt zoetjes tegenwoordig, Willy DeVille. Ik vond het leuk dat hij er was. Wij zijn er tot 7 uur met Studio 6 en je kunt e-mailen naar studio6@nps.nl.